Congratulations to Mr. Tamsang Kabuza for being the man of the match. And again, congratulations to SuperSport United as a whole for being the champions of the 2019 MTNA.
We were treated to a great spectacle.
Both teams played very well.
Creating chances is not a problem. Finishing, it's a problem.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. I'm your host, Slu Paho. This past weekend saw SuperSport United facing Highlands Park in the MTN 8 final at Orlando Stadium. Matatansa have taken the trophy for the second time in 3 years. Bradley Grobler was on target right before halftime, but the man of the match was Tamsang Kabuza. It was a tough match, plenty of chances, most of them missed, but SuperSport United absolutely deserved the win. We asked for your reactions on the WhatsApp line and on Facebook. This is the Fan Reaction Show. Welcome to it.
Now looking to blow away. A SuperSport United with lovely win play and Grobler having yet another Grobler moment, Jerry.
One moment of brilliance.
Hola hola bafethu, hayi uGabuza siyambona, hayi udlalile umfethu tolo.
I'm here before SuperSport, congrats SuperSport. Actually, I wanted them to win, you know. I'm happy for them, yeah.
Good evening. My name is Sokozizo Njangase from Escort KwaDlamini. The match between Highlands Park and SuperSport United was indeed so exciting. The performance was very good. Both teams played very well. Congratulations to Mr. Tamsang Kabuza for being the man of the match. And again, congratulations to SuperSport United as a whole for being the champions of the 2019 MTNA. And for Highlands Park, it was so unfortunate that they didn't make it, but there's always a second chance. And I'm glad that they've gained experience. Thank you so much.
Hello, everybody there. It was a marvelous game to watch. The games were the two teams were playing very nice football, especially Highlands Park. They impressed me a lot. They played nice football, you know. They applied all the basics in the game. The only failure is to get the ball behind the net. They were struggling up front. Shaluli was bulldozed by Tante Daniels, you know. Tante Daniels will win everything there. So they play nice football, especially in the middle of the park. And Monyai was marvelous when it comes to crosses, but they failed to capitalize on that. So on the other side, SuperSport play direct football. No, they go forward a lot. And when they go forward, they were so dangerous. Kabuza was there making defenders busy, you know. Grobler, Mbuli in that center midfield. He's a youngster to watch. So personally, I was there at the stadium. I really enjoyed every moment. But the goalkeeping department was marvelous also. You know, the atmosphere was okay. Match official, spot on. Victor Go, you know, he let the game flow. So I was happy at all. Thanks, Danny Moros, Sport Murli.
Brilliant final. I think we were treated to a great spectacle. I think I was at the stadium and I was just quite excited about the formation that was put through to the players and how SuperSport go about doing their business. You know, looking at the trio in the middle of the park, I'm looking at the Mokoena, you know, Mbule, and as well as Dean Furman. You know, Dean Furman do the dirty job, and those two, they go front. You know, it's a kind of a Liverpool kind of a structure. You know, it is really inspired by the Liverpool kind of play. I think you look at Furman, you think of Fabinho, you look at Bule, you think of Wijnaldum, you look at Mokoena, you think of Henderson. It's a great kind of a formation, I think. Yeah. But otherwise, in the other side, Highlands Park, they came through to the game. They came there, they show their strides, they show that they really want the game. You know, I didn't expect it, that they could do that much. They were very, very influential. But yeah, man, it was a very interesting game. I never thought, and I have to be honest with you, I thought maybe Highlands Park will sit back, they won't attack. They did that, man. It was a great game. It has to go either way. There was no way that even if Highlands Park clinched it, you would say it was luck. It wasn't a bad luck. They did play very well. They were great in anything. It is also a disease of South Africa. We already know that South Africans, we do have a disease of not pretty much is finishing up the chances that we created. Creating chances is not a problem. Finishing, it's a problem. So every day, it's a super story. It's a story that is always being said here in South Africa, but we need to get that. But other than that, man, MTN 8, exciting, waffa waffa. It was truly waffa waffa. Thank you.
What makes me happy is that he highlighted Park coming from the NFD straight to the MTN semifinals. That's the beauty of the football. And another thing is, it would have been nice for Highland Park to win. Also, it was also nice for SuperSport United to win. In terms of what I'm saying about the Highland Parks is that the history was going to be made today. Should have Highland Park took this final. And it was also a history. The history was also made today by SuperSport United. So this, I guess this final was a history in making, regardless of who won the cup today.
Yes, the match was good. Both teams were disciplined in the match. The defenders were very disciplined. So there was only one or two chances to be created, but the defender and the midfielder was more disciplined. And then coming to the official side, yes, they may call offside, but it was not offside. But it cannot be excuse for Highlands Park, because Highlands Park did not equalize those goals, did not take those goals, because Williams was making a very good save when facing, even though the referee says it's offside, but the ball already been saved by Ronald Williams. So it's not excuse for Highlands Park. The only thing we must say is just Highlands Park is beating totally in that match. Just beating totally in that match, because they cannot be taking it as an excuse. While SuperSport United also having chance, but they didn't convert those chances. So we must say that the final was good. Both teams didn't want to lose, but in the end, those critical time when the injury time about to go to second half, SuperSport did what they exactly planned to do. Thank you.
Radio. We also got a lot of messages from our Facebook faithful expressing condolences and congratulations to Gandaganda on the win. Dlamini said he was outstanding throughout the tournament. Thanks to SuperSport United for reviving this guy's career. Msweli said, may your son's death bring joy into your life instead of sorrow. May every game that you play be a symbol of hope that you'll one day be with him. And there was also praise for the coach. Maggie Maso said, what a game, well deserved for SuperSport United. There were plenty of chances for both teams. What an exciting game it was. Football was the winner at the end of the day. Congratulations to coach Kaitano Tembo. Tough luck to coach ODG. That's all for the Fan Reaction Show for today, though. Not much football this week until the international break, so we'll be building up to Bafana Bafana's clash with Mali, of course. From myself, Slu Paho, my editor, Simon Strella, and everyone here at Sokola Duma, thoughts and condolences go out to Gabuza. It's an absolute tragedy what's happened to you. Rest in peace to your son. And to the SL Radio family, have a fantastic week.
Sokola Duma Radio. Sokola Duma Radio.